Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chipper's here. He's not really here. I guess you were about to come down here. Is that what I was told and then changed your mind? Come on.
I gave Harrigan the old pump fake, and he went for it. Oh. I got him off his feet.
The okey-doke to me.
Yeah. The old okey-doke. Yeah.
I wanted to, but then something came up, so yeah. I liked it.
All right, another time. Okay, we've been talking about this for about an hour and, 15 or so since the news came out that Rudy Gobert, who will be named soon Defensive Player of the Year, was not at shoot-around today. Of course, it's game two. Wolves and Nuggets. Wolves win game one. Great finish. And that Rudy's not at a shoot-around, and it appears they're just saying personal reasons, but the logical conclusion is that his fiance is due at any point and that either maybe a baby was born yesterday, is about to be born today, and the possibilities there that he misses the game. I'm going to see how much courage you have of your convictions with this column idea. Let's say Rudy misses the game, Dave Harrigan, and Rudy is missed. Chip writes a column. They put it on the front page. Rudy, you've embarrassed yourself and all men across the planet.
Yeah.
Be at the game. Come
above,
on.
Above the fold A section, too,
yeah,
not
exactly.
Just sports.
Right. Exactly. You going to write that column?
There is some hot take artist in the country that would write that, but it would not be me because you absolutely miss every game in the world to be there for the birth of your kid.
Yeah.
So,
you know who might write that? Our good friend Judd Zolgad might write that column. Is that correct?
Judd would not write that. He would not write that.
Yeah.
He has a heart. You know what's interesting, though, Chad, is the fact that they didn't rule him out leads me to believe that there's a chance he could probably get a private plane back. If it was for sure, they would go ahead and rule him out, right? Or is this a strategic thing?
Yeah, I think they play the chicanery thing that, like the Nuggets won't know what – it's so stupid. Like, if he's not there – and again, let's just be 100%. I think 1,000% he should miss the game for the birth of his child. I may have been having a conversation with a couple other people here at CCO who might view that differently, and you might hear from them later. But, yeah, I mean, I saw it three times, greatest moments of my life. No way – whatever, miss it. They still would play the game, I think, Chip, you know.
Yeah, that's probably right. You're probably right. You can keep it secret so you don't have to. You know what, Chad? And I know this is, anonymous poll of players, but whoever in the world would consider Rudy Gobert overrated doesn't watch basketball. Look at the number – I tweeted this out the other night. Look at the number of shots that he alters or forces guys not to take or make them throw up crazy kind of off-balance things because of his length. He is such a disruptive defensive player, and it filters out to everybody on his team. You cannot state his impact defensively enough,
I agree.
I think.
I agree. And I'll acknowledge a few things here. Number one, I think he's better defensively this year than he's ever been in his career. And I've had multiple brain wizards within the Wolves organization who will say the same thing. Now, when the deal happened, I still won't deny that from knowing people around the league that I think the Wolves overpaid. I do. I just think second place wasn't close to their offer. I also didn't think Towns and Gobert would work together. On that latter point, I've been proven infinity percent incorrect because they have worked great together. I couldn't have been more wrong. On the totality of judging this, he's been spectacular this year. He just has, and you're a dope regarding the NBA if you think he was overrated this year. Now, if we want to have this conversation later in total, what they have to do to justify it, I'll say this. They make the finals. It's over. It's over. The deal was worth. Let's say the Nuggets come back and win this series, which could happen, well, then it's not like you would say, well, the trade was all worth it. It's an interesting debate on how far they would have to go, but on building a team around Edwards, where Tim Connelly deserves an enormous amount of credit, and he did inherit a good team, but to say the team I built is who I have to beat, and I got this guy who I think is going to be very good. Even Connelly didn't think Ant was going to be this good this fast. No one did. I mean, repeat, no one, because right now, if there's a draft of the top players I can take for one game, I'm not exaggerating. He's two on my list.
He goes two right now, the way he's playing.
It's phenomenal. Yeah. But he built a team, and he felt like, because when the Wolves had that first year with Pat Bev and D'Lo, both frauds, they couldn't rebound. They could not rebound. So he decided to take a chance because they could have went the easier route, and they could have taken Miles Turner. That was out there. He took the risk. And I thought it was too many picks, and I might be proven 1,000% wrong. You know, I gave my view.
Yeah.
But he not only did that, but then he got rid of those two buffoons in D'Lo, who, by the way, was playing golf the day of game six, Pat Bev, who was encouraging players to sit out games the last 2 months he was here, for Mike Conley, and just adults. You know, this organization hasn't been adult-driven that often. They got a lot of adults on this team, and even Ant has matured a great deal.
100%. Hey, Chad, I wrote this column last week. I'd be curious to get your opinion. Let's say Tim Connelly came from the Atlanta Hawks and didn't come from Denver and built that team and knew that team inside out and what it would take to – and he saw that this was going to be a championship nucleus. Do you think he makes that trade, or do you think he knew that team so intimately and knew what it was going to take to beat them? That he said, you know what, you got to have size, you got to have defense. You got to have the rim protector. That if he just knew that team so well and what it was going to take to beat the Nuggets, to be a superior or a team that could match up with them, that he said, you know what, we got to have Gobert.
Yeah, I don't think you can underplay.
Is that overthinking
it? I don't think so. I don't think you can underplay how essential it was for him to see those guys in every game, in every practice.
I agree.
You know, listen, you can be a smart basketball person and be, like you said, a GM of another team and just admire. Listen, you have to have just basic basketball intelligence to watch this guy for a game and go, my God, he's good. But just to see it over and over again. And, you know, there are some great numbers right now that have been available for a while of Towns guarding Joker, where Joker's shooting percentage is like 37%. So give Carl his flowers on that. But don't ever forget that often on the floor, you've got Rudy coming over and being a factor on those. It's not like they're just leaving Carl on an island against Joker. That is not happening. It's that combination. And I'm not saying Carl is a stopper, but he kept getting the way enough against Durant, and the other day he avoided foul trouble. He had a brilliant stretch in the third quarter. He was another very positive asset to this team Saturday night.
Yeah, it's interesting that his numbers are much better than Gobert's when he's guarding Joker. And,
yep.
You know, that's a crazy thing. But it's funny. We were talking to Gobert last week before they headed out there, and somebody asked him about, you know, times he's guarding Joker and sometimes he's not. And Rudy said he doesn't really look at it that way. He looks at it as, like, even if I'm not guarding him, I'm guarding him.
Yes.
Type thing, because I'm kind of the central thing that he said. I look at defense more globally and, like, how he can impact guys even when he's not guarding them. I thought that was a pretty sophisticated answer. And it tells you the high level of basketball knowledge that he has in terms of how he can impact the defense even when he's not guarding a guy. But, yeah, I mean, you got to give Towns a lot of credit for the way he's when it's just him on an island with Joker, the way he handles it.
Yeah, I'd be curious about those numbers. And, again, I'm praising Carl. Okay, I'd be curious about those numbers when it's Carl and Nas on the floor.
Yeah.
Versus Carl and Rudy, because, you know, they've got that one play, that pet play they run all the time where Murray gets the ball, he gives it to Joker with a little momentum from the lane going forward, and often it's that lob to Aaron Gordon. And Rudy just was so brilliant on that play the other day where he faked Joker out, like, I'm reacting to you. But he really wasn't, and with quickness, with some alacrity,
reacted
back, recovered to knock that ball away from Gordon. That's their number one play. That's their play where they say, we're just too good at this, and the Wolves just snuff that out.
Well, that's a guy who knows what's coming, so it's, you know, but also just has the skill set. I mean, his length and just knows how to read a play, and very few guys make that play, right?
Correct.
Because, I mean, they just...
Maybe nobody but him.
Yeah, other than Rudy. And then he sprints back and gets a bucket on the other end. Which
I
think it was that sequence, right? Yeah.
Yep, it was.
But, yeah, I mean, it... you know, I look at that game one, and to me it was the three things we said. Their defense is really good. Their depth is a lot better than Denver. And you have Ant.
Yeah. Yes, you do. Let's talk about him more when we come back. The great Chip Scoggins is with us. Follow him on Twitter. At Chip Scoggins, columns regularly in the Star Tribune, and we are incredibly lucky to have him on. And we've had him on for years as a regular on this show on Mondays on the Twitter machine, at Chip Scoggins.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Seager 79 today. I said for me, my two favorites, Chip Scoggins, are Night Moves and Hollywood Nights. I probably lean Night Moves just barely, but this is another fantastic song. Where does Chip Scoggins stand on Bob Seger?
I have actually interviewed Bob Seger on his boat.
What?
I did.
I did not see that coming.
How's that for a segue?
Oh, man. Get him on to the last half hour. Let's go.
Back in my Chicago Tribune days,
yes.
I was assigned to cover the race to Mackinac Island yacht race.
Okay.
It's the lowest guy in the totem pole gets that lowest guy.
Doesn't sound like a bad gig to me.
So I'm walking, the PR person's walking me down around the, you know, all the boats to show me, and this is that. And there's one that said, a boat that said RG, Rock God. And I said, who's that? What's that about? And she's like, oh, that's Bob Seger, you know, musician. She's like, would you like to interview him? I'm like, yes? Are you kidding? So you go down, Bob Seger comes out, go on the boat, interview him, do a story. How awesome is that? He was a great guy.
Was he good? Did he buy into it?
Oh, yeah. He loved it. He told me all about his sailing and how it was. It was awesome. It was a fun day.
That's fantastic. Okay.
I'm an Against the Wind guy, though. That's my song.
Yeah, that's your song. Okay. ESPN and a couple other outlets are reporting the baby was born this morning. Okay. So, if everything is okay with mom and the child, and the baby was born this morning, I fully expect him to be at the game tonight.
Yeah, because you can get, you know, charter a plane, and if as long as you know, like you said, everything's healthy and
yes.
and mom is okay with it, then yeah, logistically, I don't think it's an issue because it's a 2-hour flight.
Yeah,
so,
and he's not flying commercial. You know,
no,
he's not going to be
in line at TSA.
He's not going to be a 28E if you're flying out. Hey, Rudy. What? I'd love to give you the window seat, but I hate the middle. I'm sorry.
I don't like change of seat.
I don't like change. And then I keep seeing this. You know, we haven't talked much Glenn, A-Rod, Lori lately.
Yeah.
But all the folks who keep calling Glenn cheap, you guys need to knock it off. Now, were the son-in-laws who ran the team for a while, were they cheap with Glenn's money with those of us who were working not for basketball operations? Yeah, I had a number of those negotiations, I can assure you. But Glenn with players, coaches,
yeah, payroll.
Basketball operations – never has been cheap. And again, A-Rod and Lori's idea, not Glenn's. But he's paying Tim Connelly $8 million a year to be cheap. When they hired Tibbs, I think Tibbs was at $8 million a year. Flip was paid a ton of money. McHale was paid a ton of money. Who gave Kevin Garnett 6 years, $126 million? If you want to cite incompetence, some directly tied to Glenn and others just under his ownership watch and be mad at Glenn because of that, debate fair. Fair.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. But cheap, you are 1,000% wrong. It's not a cheapness. No way.
No, I'm guessing Rick Adelman was not
no,
a cheap
exactly.
No, and look at the payroll this year.
Yes.
I mean, you have a lot of guys on some big contracts, so no,
No.
You can say that about the Poleads, and that's their nickname, but yep. I wouldn't say that about what the Wolves are doing.
Competency? Absolutely. That debate is out there. Okay, Ant, I was thinking about this and trying to think of a new angle, and I tried it out on Jim Pete. Towns gets hurt. They go, what, like 12-6, I think, without Carl.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not saying everything was smooth sailing, but I think they changed, in particular Ant. I think it forced him, and the first game was Indiana, which included the mesmerizing block at the end where he hit his head on the backboard, just minor little thing. But also, he was phenomenal offensively in the second half. And I think when all the spotlight went to him, it forced him to go even further in the deep end on maturity and decision-making. And again, there was a lot of trial and error. But you watch it through these first five games, and Jim Pete raised a great point. You can podcast our conversation right at the start. Can these guys win if Ant has 18 and shoots 5 of 22? You know, because I would think tonight the biggest change Denver is going to do, because they're not going to change personnel, is load up massively on him and just say, okay, Towns, if you can get 38, Rudy, Jaden, Naw, Conley, we got to try that. I think that stretch sped up the clock a little bit. And also, even though Nas stunk until really the fourth quarter the other day when he was fabulous, I think it put Nas more in the spotlight too. I don't think they would be as advanced without Carl's injury. And nobody wants somebody to get hurt, especially when he's your second best player. And now, by the way, I thought he was mixed the first two games in Minnesota, but Phoenix, and game one in Denver, he's been tremendous in these last three games.
Yeah, I think what it did was, obviously it helped Nas, and we saw him blossom, but I think with Ant, it made him figure things out. It made him figure out having to mature more. I think it made him figure out how to get others involved. And we saw him become much more of a playmaker and making the right play instead of the four shots that we saw. I mean, how many times does Ant take a shot now where he's like, man, that's a bad shot? You know, that's
not often.
And for him, you might say, there is no bad shot.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? Like a rough shot where you're like, yeah, I know you're great, but I think you could get better. You just don't see that too often right now, right, in this run. And so I think you've just seen a maturity to his game in terms of making the right play, getting guys involved, understanding how teams are guarding him. I thought he was brilliant against that in Phoenix, where when they were going to give gap help, he was going to drive and kick. And so I think probably we're going to see Denver do more of that because you can't guard him straight up. It's just he's too good, too strong. I mean, what he's done, what I like is – we know he's explosive, but you forget how strong he is initiating contact and bouncing back and getting his shot off. I mean, he's just overpowering their guards. And so they're going to need help. So, yeah, this is where it comes down to you need Nas to hit the corner three. You need Nas to be able to hit the threes. You need Jaden to bring his offense, even though he's so great defensively, but you're going to need some offense from him. And so, but I think not having Towns there really caused Ant to expand his game. And now there's no doubt.
You know I'm with
he's
you.
A superstar.
Well,
he's a superstar.
Here, a couple last points I'll let you go. There were a lot of teams against the elites of the elites who said, fill in the blank of great scorers. We got to stop. We got to make other people beat us. And that score was just so damn good. It didn't matter.
Yeah, we do it anyway. Yeah.
You know, didn't matter at all. But I think we have to talk about Murray before you go.
Yeah.
If Jamal Murray is who he was in game one for the rest of the series, I will guarantee everything the Wolves are going to win this series. Denver, as amazing as Joker is, the clear-cut best player in the game, with number five coming strong from the outside and passing everybody else, in my opinion, he's still Joker. But he has to have... I heard some debate on this the other day. Where did I hear it? It might have been Zach Lowery said, you know, I think people hate the Robin. You know, we do the Batman and Robin thing. Let's be honest. Robin wasn't really that big of a factor. You know, we got to come up with a sidekick who was more essential than Robin. Robin was just there.
Exactly.
It was Batman was like 95%. You know, Joker's like 75%. Murray's better than Robin. They can't win
with
Murray that limited. Like you have to hide him from Ant. He's not creating space. He made these circus shots. He has to make them because he can't. He doesn't have the bounce to get by people. So he's not a great athlete, but he's just got that innate ability to separate. And even though he had more of it in the second half, you know, it was perfectly defendable. Like, I didn't make a final pick, but if I would have, I probably would have picked the Wolves. And maybe I'm just too intoxicated that I would have picked them, but I really didn't. But if no Murray, I am telling you, or at least no Murray normal, the Wolves are winning this series, period.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's clearly, you know, he doesn't have his – the leg is, you know, it's a problem. And he's not being able to explode. And I think their length is bothering him. I think their physical
for sure,
and their length is bothering him. And I do wonder, and Joker talked about, you know, having to face 3 7-footers, 3 bigs. Yeah. It's going to wear him down.
Yeah, duplicate me is what he said, yeah.
Duplicate me, yeah. So the Murray injury is enormous because if he can't get going, I don't think Joker can really do this by himself. I just don't.
He could have some absolutely monstrous games. But they can't win 4 without Murray, I don't know. Whatever percentage, I don't know. Maybe it's 80, 90, I don't know. We'll never know. But it's more than he was. Okay, last thing, and I'm already horribly late. If the Wolves win, do you think this series is basically over tonight?
If they win tonight?
Yeah.
Well, I never want to say count out a champion and a champion with the best player, but down 0-2 coming here, you would like to position – but I will say this. I look at this series, Chad. It doesn't come down to the Wolves have more good players than Denver.
They do right now. They said the bench, we cannot underplay how much of an advantage the Wolves have again with the bench situation. It's not to the Phoenix level, but it's in the area code. And that's why I'm saying Murray – you know, that lineup, that starting lineup, they know – Denver starting lineup, they know – everything about each other. They've played so much. So that lineup has me near the top. And when Joker sits, the limited he's going to sit, and when people are saying play DeAndre Jordan, he moves about as much as George Mikan does now. So, I mean, good luck playing DeAndre Jordan. You know, if you sit Joker in the regular season, that's when Jamal can be the feature. Didn't look like he could be the feature.
No. Not limited the way he is physically, I don't think.
Every other team in the league, I would say it's over. If Murray gets healthy when they get these 4 days off, then I'm not writing the champs off yet.
No, you never
write. Enormous advantage, but not these guys. These would be the one team I'd say not yet. Okay.
I agree.
Mr. Seeger's friend, good to chat with you as always.
All right, brother.
Bob Seeger's friend, Chip Scoggins, with us here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.